Hello?
Is this Pee-wee?
This is Pee-wee!
Week four, Pee-wee. We are, but we're trucking along here. We've got a lot of things going on. We're looking at a lot of games. How are you feeling?
I feel great. I'm telling you, Bama's going to get rested this weekend. It's going to be good. They're going to be ready to roll, and I'm ready to make some predictions. I've been thinking about them all day long. What is my predictions going to be? Well, you could say it with me. Perfect.
Perfect. That is, you know what? I can't see how we could see it any other way.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can't. That's only one way to see it. That's, hey, perfect.
And your accuracy, your just really your tenacity about this game is what encourages me every time we talk, and I look forward to seeing these games that you predict as we go along. We're going to go over these now. You've already said at Alabama, sitting at number four, does have a bye week this week. Also, Georgia, the Bulldogs, sitting at number two, they also have a bye week. You know, looks like they're both going to be well-rested to come in next week and have an interesting game. How are you thinking about the Tide? We're going to touch on them, even though they're not playing this week. We got to have the ultimate Alabama fan give us his thoughts on the Tide.
Well, I believe the Tide is they're game planning. They're going to sit there. They're going to game plan. They're going to get their energy back. They're going to get that. They just come off that big win. They're going to be in there. They're going to be talking about, hey, Jalen Milroe throw the deep ball, do good. We can run the ball. They're going to have it together. Is what they're going to do. They're going to sit there and at the end of the talk session that they're going to have. It's going to be we got it together.
What does Kalen DeBoer have to do this week and next week to get this team prepared to face number two, previously number one, Georgia?
Coach Kalen DeBoer already has them prepared. That's what you got to understand. Is he may go down as the GOAT, and he's already got this team prepared. All he has to do really is just, hey guys, keep doing what you're doing. That's all he's got to do. He don't have to do nothing else. He's that good. He's that great of a coach.
Wow. Yeah, he's clearly won you over. You were unsure about him at the first of the season, but he's clearly won you over with his coaching style and his abilities. Would you say that's correct?
Oh, 100%. No, yeah, he's won me over. I mean, I still don't like the way he dresses, you know. One person may have put it that he looks like that he should be the boss over roofing contracting crew. You know, that's the way he dresses.
Right.
But I saw that and I said, you know what? They're right. But there's no other roofing boss I would want out there other than Coach Kalen DeBoer. I mean, you don't have to. He might not dress for success. He just does success.
Because you've said it. He's proven himself. He's beat three unranked teams.
And dress however he wants to.
Right.
If you come to Bama, you go to the University of Alabama, and you follow the greatest coach of all time, and you come out and you're 3-0 against unranked teams, you're going to win me over every time.
Destined for greatness is what I would say.
Oh, yeah. The next dynasty has begun.
Yeah, it's already, it really never stopped.
Well, that was a pause because people questioned.
I got you. Well, hey, we got some interesting matchups. We said, you know, Alabama, number four's got to buy. Number two, Georgia's got to buy. Number nine, Oregon, the Ducks, who just recently beat Oklahoma State or Oregon State in the Ducks against the Beavers. They won their game. They've also got to buy. So those three in the top 10 also have a bye. for this week. So I got some other teams that I want you to look at here, and I want you to tell us what you think. And I know a couple of them have kind of got a special place for you, and I'm interested to see how you think they're going to do. Now, this first game that we're going to talk about is number one Texas. They're facing La Monroe. Now, La Monroe and Alabama have a history. I don't know if that's going to play into how you think this game's going to go with Texas, but they're facing off this week. What are your thoughts on this game, and what's your prediction?
Well, first of all, I don't like to talk about La Monroe. That's a bad subject from the year 2007. And I'm sorry if you just heard clicking. I am in my truck, and I did have to stop. So, yeah, you probably heard that, everybody, but it's okay.
Hey, well, everybody knows you're out there working. You know, it's okay. There's an understanding that you're the working man.
Well, I don't want to be unprofessional, okay? But back to La Monroe, hey, they're going to get stomped. We have they're going against a former offensive coordinator that worked under Nick Saban to save his career. You don't think they're going to get stomped by that guy? Sarkisian is going to come out there, and he's going to put a whooping on them for Nick Saban is what he's going to do. He's going to say, "You hurt my coach in 2007. I'm hurting you in 2024."
Hey, so definitely they're definitely going to win. What do you think that score is going to be?
That score will be 66-0.
66-0, Texas. That's quite the score. We've seen some scores like that look like that already this season for a seeming mismatched team that's coming in. But that looks good. Texas 66, La Monroe 0. The next game we got is Marshall are playing the number 3 Ohio State. How do you feel about Ohio State?
You know, Ohio State, I don't like them either. I don't like Ohio State. I'm going to tell you this right now. This is the upset of the week. Marshall beats Ohio State.
Oh, wow.
There's your upset.
Okay. Well, what's the score on this? What score?
Oh, Marshall puts them in their place 42-24.
42-24, Marshall. The over-under for this game is 40, so you got it going, or it's 52.5. I'm sorry. Ohio State's favored by 40. So, you know, you got it a little bit over, so they're definitely going to go over, and these are just the facts. Again, as we said week after week, Ohio State falls. Now, how far does Ohio State fall here? They're number 3.
They're number 3. They're going to fall to number 7.
Okay. They're number 3, drops to number 7.
And Georgia and Alabama are going to stay at 2-4 where they are.
Okay. They remain. I got you. Well, I will be watching this game. This probably will be the game. Since you've told me this, I'll have to focus on this to see Ohio State fall to Marshall. That'll be a wild game to watch. So the next game we got is Georgia Southern versus Ole Miss, number 5 Ole Miss. What do you think there?
Georgia Southern and number 5 Ole Miss, you know Lane Train is going to be a moving. He's on the right track, and he blows them out.
Score?
Oh, the score? That's going to be 63, Ole Miss, and it's going to be 63-14.
63-14, Ole Miss, man, they have just really been playing well this year. They have won their last 3 games, Furman 76-0, Middle Tennessee State 52-3. They beat Wake Forest 40-6. So they have been putting up some really impressive numbers, and they're going to continue to do that in week 4.
Yes, without a doubt. Toot, toot, Lane Train. Toot, toot.
Well, here's – so we got some top 25 matchups, and this is one of them. Number 6, Tennessee against number 15, Oklahoma. This is going to be quite the game to watch. Some powerhouse matchups here. What do you think about Tennessee? Now, we know you're an Alabama fan, but we also know how you feel about their coach. What about Tennessee in this game?
Tennessee's playing who?
Oklahoma.
Oh, Oklahoma's beating them. This is the week.
Oh.
Tennessee's been on this roll, and they've been up there. We whooping people. We had a big game last week where we just whooped the snot out of somebody. This is the week Josh Heupel gets the snot beat out of him.
Who did they beat the snot out of last week? You remember?
I do not remember, but it was bad.
71-0 against Kent State.
That's who it was. Oh, Kent State.
So what's the score of this game? So Oklahoma's going to overcome the Volunteers. What's that score?
Oklahoma's going to put up some points, but not many.
Okay.
And that score right there is going to be a 49-27 game.
49-27. Now, Oklahoma has won their past three games. They've played Houston, which usually Houston's is a good game. They only beat them by 4 points. They blew out Tulane 34-19, and they beat Temple 51-3. So they've put up some good offense this year. So they're gonna overcome Tennessee with their offense, how they've got it going on. They're gonna beat them. So this is our second upset for the week. That's interesting.
I don't consider that an upset.
Okay.
That's just what's going to happen.
That's just facts. It's not really – people are expecting it almost.
If they got a brain, they are.
Right. I mean, Tennessee's only favored a touchdown here. So, yeah, I see what you're saying. Now, Vandy is playing Missouri. Number 7, Missouri, is playing Vandy. What does this game mean to you, and how does it look?
Oh, Vandy. Poor little Vandy. They're going to get beat.
Ugh.
Missouri is going to take them down. I don't like the name Missouri. I don't know if I've told y'all that, but I'm going to tell you right now. I don't like the name Missouri, but they're winning this one.
35-22. SEC matchup, and Missouri comes out on top. Now, you know, do you have a hard time remembering that Missouri is in the SEC?
They're not in my mind. Missouri is not in the SEC in my mind.
Well, what about Vandy? You know, Vandy, how do they fit in the SEC with you?
Well, they're from Tennessee.
Yeah.
So, yeah. They're kind of like they're that kid of the neighborhood that everybody just likes to hit. That's them. You know, they hang around. They're not bad, you know, but they're really smart people, you know, like that kid in the neighborhood. He's really good in school. That's kind of why you don't like him, because it's like, come on, man, get in trouble a little bit, you know, get an answer wrong, you know, every once in a while, so I don't have to hit you. That's kind of the way Vandy is.
Well, Vandy
with the SEC.
Yeah, Vandy turns out to be a good baseball team. They usually struggle in football a little bit. So we'll have to give them that in the SEC for baseball. Number 8, Miami against South Florida.
Ooh, South Florida, hey, they gave Alabama a run for the money. I'm going to tell you that right now. But Miami is the real deal.
They are the real deal. They beat Florida A&M. They beat Ball State. They beat Florida. All of it convincingly. None of the games were even close.
Nope.
So that's
52-13.
Miami beats South Florida.
Them Hurricanes.
It's hurricane season. You've said it. It is hurricane season.
Yep.
Now, number 10, Penn State is facing off against Kent State, who's somebody we've already talked about. What do you think about this game? Penn State at number 10 playing them.
Well, Kent State is going to win this.
Oh, another upset.
I have Penn. you keep calling everything an upset.
Well, they usually do that.
I'm not upset that it happened.
Point taken.
Kent State wins this. This game right here is a 38-21 ball game.
38-21. Now, I have to point out that Kent State has not won a game this single season.
Well,
that changes this week when they play Penn State.
Yep.
Now,
that's right. James Franklin is going to be rubbing his bald head trying to get good luck, and it ain't going to happen.
Penn State comes off of a bye week here, but they just barely beat Bowling Green the week before, which, you know, would we all considered should have been a closer game. I mean, not as close a game as it should have been. So Penn State is going to fall to Kent State this week.
Yeah.
You've heard it here.
Kent State got beat by Tennessee, didn't they?
They did. They got beat really bad by Tennessee.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
So that's prepared them for this Penn State game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're coming out with the chip on the shoulder.
Now, I've got three.
They're coming out with a thorn in their flesh. They're coming out with a bruise on their eyebrow, just take that out on somebody.
Head down, ready to play football.
Hard nose.
I like it. Now, I've got three other games here that I want to just mention. I know we said we're doing the top 10, but we do have three teams that are having a bye in the top 10. And I got three other teams that I want to mention to you that I think are big games that I want to just talk about. Illinois is at 24 and Nebraska is at 22. I think a lot of people are anticipating this game, and they'd like to know what you think the score is going to be for this game.
Nebraska wins this 42-35.
42-35. I hate to say it, you know, another upset. It's not an upset. No, Nebraska's 22 and Illinois is 24. I just want to see what you said about that.
I didn't have anything to say. I just, you know.
Hey, I was just trying to throw you off, and I'm sorry. I don't mean to question your authority here. Number 11, USC, right outside of the top 10, are playing 18-ranked Michigan. How do you feel about this game?
I tell you what. I like that USC coach. He's over there at Oklahoma. What's his name? It's on the tip of my tongue. Yep. And I tell you what, USC pulls this out.
Okay. Score?
I'm telling you that right now.
What do you think that score is going to be?
Who are they playing against?
Michigan. USC versus Michigan.
I thought that's what you said. I thought you were wrong, but you're right. It is USC and Michigan. Yeah, USC wins this. And this is going to be a 24-21 ball game.
24-21, USC overcomes Michigan, the Wolverines.
I'll say this. It's going to come down to a field goal. USC is going to hit it.
Okay.
Last second.
Okay. They win in the fourth quarter. That's going to be fun.
That's right.
So the last.
That's the game you don't want to miss, guys and girls.
Yes. And another big matchup, we got number 12, Utah, playing number 14, Oklahoma State. How do you feel about this game?
Ooh, I'm going to tell you, Oklahoma State wins it.
Okay.
I feel good about Oklahoma State today.
All right, what do you got for that?
That game there is a 45-35 game, 10 points.
45-35, Oklahoma State beats Utah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, there's your predictions. There's your games that you can look at. You can have the right score even before they start.
Take it to the bank.
You can take these scores to the bank. They're straight from the mind of Pee-wee. He is a college football connoisseur. He knows this game inside and out. He's watched the footage of these teams. He knows everything about them, and these are calculated scores. These aren't just off the top of his head. He's really been thinking about these things, and he's coming to you with facts on this show. That's the reason we talk to him. You feel good about all these scores, Pee-wee.
I feel great about them. I do have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
What did you just call me?
A connoisseur.
I'm not. I don't con anybody. I'm straightforward.
I'm. You know what? You're right. You're a brilliant college football analyst.
Thank you. Thank you. What does that word mean?
You know, some of these we're going to have to write down for you to look up and just let you, you know, gain some knowledge on this vocabulary for college football.
Oh, okay. Use my encyclopedia. I got it.
Yeah, you know, or a dictionary, whichever one you'd like to use.
Yeah.
So we're in week four, and you've told us everything you've. You know, your likes and dislikes. What game mm-hmm. are you really going to be focused in on this week with the Tide not playing? Do you step away when the Tide's not there, or you just like to really just you soak in college football? Do you still do that, or you just kind of say, hey, the Tide ain't playing. I'm going to go work.
I'm a sponge, son. I soak it in. I'm watching every game. I'm watching every move that the coach makes. I want to know who's fired up. I want to know who's laid back. I want to know what's going on with the college football realm of things that's happening in the arenas around the country.
So you're gonna have all these on. You're gonna have watch as much as you can of all of them. What is your favorite matchup this week out of the ones we've talked about?
Lane Train, that Ole Miss,
Georgia Southern. You're gonna have that down there on the new 75-inch, and you're gonna be locked in. Now, let me ask you. You know, game day is a big day for food. What are you gonna be eating this week?
Well, I'm gonna venture out and have the same thing I have every week, and that is old taco salad or tacos. And I'm going to have me little peppers on there. I'm going to have me little hot sauce to it. And, man, it's going to be so good.
Have you?
It's going to, my.
Yeah, go ahead. Let's listen. Well, we're listening to this. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. My mouth started watering. I was spitting a little bit. It's going to be so good. I'm going to have some peppers. I'm going to have the hot sauce. I'm going to have that beef cooked up. I'm going to have the nacho chips and that lettuce, that sour cream. I'm going to have cheese. I'm going to put cheese on there. I'm going to have it ready. And then I'm going to eat it and enjoy it, watch the game, and probably go ahead and have me a big old jug of sweet tea there beside it just to wash it all down.
That sounds amazing. Have you ever thought about, and this is a night game at 6:45 with this Ole Miss game, so I'm sure that you'll save that for this game. Have you ever thought about doing anything but taco salad on game day?
No. What? There's no other game food.
You know, a lot of people like to do chili when it gets into this late starting fall. They like to get that chili. It's a Southern thing for sure. You don't venture into that world.
Chili? For football? I can see hot wings. I can't see chili. No, you don't have chili for football. Anybody's eating chili for football, they're probably Auburn fan and watch their team lose.
Well, I'll take that chili off the list for our this weekend for us. I didn't know that. And then another thank you. So I didn't know that I was doing this wrong.
Yeah, you're doing it wrong. Yeah, I can't believe. Are you serious? Chili? You would fetch chili for a football game?
Yeah, you know, and if one
you probably have hot chocolate with it too, don't you?
On occasion.
You're gonna have my chili and hot chocolate. No, don't do that. Yeah, you have Mexican food.
Well, you know, and now I know. Now I know. That's the reason we're doing this, so people know what to do on game day.
No wonder nobody comes to your house to watch football.
Well, I've been wondering why you'd never come over when I invited you.
Well, I tell you what, There's other reasons, but I tell you this, you offer me chili at a football game, and I will dump the whole pot out. You remember that scene on The Office where he drops a whole pot of chili? That's what I'll do with your chili if you try to serve me chili at a football game. There ain't no way I'm eating chili at a football game.
Are you good with hot
dogs? Nobody does that.
Are you good with hot dogs and hamburgers?
For football? No, that's baseball. Do you even know what you eat for American sports? You eat hot dogs and hamburgers for baseball.
So
okay?
I have to ask, does the university, does it Bryant-Denny Stadium, do they serve taco salad on game day?
They better.
Oh, you need to get in your contacts and make sure that's happening.
I tell you what, I will find that out. That is something I will get to the bottom of, because you serve hot dogs and hamburgers at baseball. You serve chili for hockey. Okay, that's a cold sport. And you serve Mexican for football.
Can we have nachos at all of them?
Yeah, nachos anytime, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you can have nachos in any sporting event.
Now, I'm going to ask you something, at the risk of veering off from college football. How do you feel about soccer? It seems like it's picking up a lot of steam in America right now. The world calls it football, but soccer, how do you feel about that?
I don't want to get political, okay? But I'm going to say this. If you are enjoying watching soccer, there's a high possibility that you like communism. And I don't like either one of those. I do not think that you should have a ball that you cannot touch with your hands. That just ain't right. It's in the rule book that you cannot catch a ball with your hand. What is that? Nobody knows what that is. Oh, here's a ball. What am I going to do? What if I can't kick it with my foot? Hit it with your head. I mean, what? Are we trying to give people concussions? Just take your head and bump the ball? No. No.
So
won't you do that? So that you don't realize what's happening in those countries. That's why they're doing that.
Well, I do know that you watch a little bit of baseball. I've known you that much, that you do like baseball. It is an American pastime.
Babe Ruth.
Right. You're for baseball.
Yeah. Because of Babe Ruth.
You like basketball?
And, you know, I do like basketball.
Well, you're built for it. You probably played it in high school.
That's where my name came from. My name came from me playing basketball. Pee Wee. That's where it all started. Right there on the court. So, yeah, I mean, I love basketball. Do I wish that you didn't get a foul for touching somebody's wrist if they go up for a shot? Yeah, I think it's gotten a little soft. Yeah. I don't like that. There's things about it that I just, you know, I think, like in hockey, you should be able to throw an elbow. You know, that should be okay. You know what? You don't want to get hit. Don't guard me like that. That's the way I think it ought to be.
Shout out to your former coach, Big Dave. Really crafted how you feel about that game.
Yes. He played a major role in that. I got to see so many games from the bench. I had the seat that a lot of people didn't have.
Right by the coach.
Yes, right by him. And I had the best seat in the house. And so, yeah, I enjoyed that. I cracked my love for it, you know.
I would even credit Big Dave to crafting a lot of your personality in sports.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because he would say things like, Pee Wee, get on over here. And, you know, make sure that I felt part of the team.
Right. Make sure we got water.
Yeah. And hey, whenever they come over here, high five them. you know, stuff like that.
Hey, when they come over here, get up so they can sit down. They've been playing.
This is starting to hurt. Yes. Yes.
But you played a lot of motivation for the team when you played there. They wanted you on there.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, I could, you know, I could fill the spot that they needed filled. They needed another player on the team. I could feel that.
And you did a fantastic job.
Thank you.
You did.
Thank you. I never dunked the ball. I'll be honest. I never got to dunk the ball.
And you could have if I had just let you in for long enough.
Oh yeah, if somebody would just pick me up, put me on the shoulders, let me jump real high, I could have got it.
Well, I'd like to have Big Dave on this podcast eventually before the season's out to talk to you about some of that. We'll see what he can get on here. Maybe help us out with some predictions of his own. But college football, this is definitely your favorite time of year. It's my favorite time of the year. It's just an exciting time. Every week has big implications on how the season ends up, and I think that's why we all enjoy it.
Yeah, I mean, the leaves are changing, just like the teams change each week. You see the leaves changing. There's a lot of correlation with the weather and college football.
Now, the days get shorter. I know that you do a lot of work outside. Does that allow you more time to focus on football, and is that part of why you like it?
It is, yeah. Whenever that time change happens, I'm able to get off work and catch a few more games and, you know, really see what my predictions need to be for the following week and how good I did and really evaluate on some things, you know, really get in there and scrutinize some numbers.
Right. So, your scores will get even closer the further we get in here because you'll have more time to evaluate. You'll see how teams develop, and you got your eye on all of that, and you really got your ear to the ground to see what's coming.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I head down, straight ahead, face up, ready to roll.
Well, here, before we leave, I'd like for you to – since you're going to be focusing on this Ole Miss game on the SEC Network at 6:45, what do you got to say to the Ole Miss team since Alabama's not playing this week? What do you got to say to the Ole Miss team as they get prepared for Georgia Southern?
I would say this. Guys, we have a chance. We have a chance to look really good. Alabama and Georgia have the week off. So this is our time to shine. We actually have a chance. I would say to Lane Kiffin, this is your year. If you don't do it this year, you're on the hot seat, man. You better get it together, dude. You better put up 60-plus points to zero. 63 to zero is where it better be, or else I've got you fired, and you're going to end up in a place like somewhere down the road. Okay, that's where you're going to end up, down yonder, and that ain't going to be good because you're going to be back at another little school, okay, not doing much, maybe somewhere like Arkansas, and you're going to be over there doing that, and you're not going to be at Ole Miss. So, buddy, you better get it together. You better get the Lane train on the right track and get it going, and don't stop, don't back down, don't let up. Don't turn around. Don't look forward. Don't look behind you. Keep your head straight and knock them in the teeth until they cry. And don't let up until the fourth quarter is right there at the end and there's 2 seconds left and you're winning 63-0. And then still don't let up till the game is over. Roll Tide, roll!